Hello and welcome to the James Like Podcast. Today is Friday, so that can only mean one thing. It's time for Fast Friday. Today's episode of Fast Friday is brought to you by Revolution Home Buyers. Revolution Home Buyers is a full-service investment company that pays cash for houses and can close in as little as 3 to 4 business days. Give them a call at 817-791-7002 to set up your free walkthrough consultation and receive your offer. With Revolution Home Buyers' win-win or no-deal philosophy, you'll be assured the most fair offer. Give them a call today. Again, that number, 817-791-7002, or you can visit the website at revolutionhomebuyers.com. Hey, it's Friday. That can only mean one thing. It's time for Fast Friday. I'm your host, James Like. I'm with you every single Friday. And today we're continuing this 5-part Secrets to My Success series that I've been doing. So hopefully you've listened to 1, 2, and 3. If not, you can go back to the last 3 Fast Friday episodes and they're right there for you. Love to hear your feedback on them. There's not a ton of education that needs to be put into place there. It's just a few of the things that I've come up with after having been asked the question, how have you obtained success? And I'm going to preface the same way that I did on the other 3, and I'll do next week as well, that this is not an admission of me saying I'm the most successful guy in the world that I've arrived, because I have not arrived. I have not fully obtained the success and the freedom and all of the things that I want to accomplish with my life. I still have a long way to go. And according to the consensus of how long you're supposed to live with lifespan, I've got at least another 30 years of grinding and working hard and making things happen in many, many lives. So that's my goal. So this is it. Like, again, in no way is this me saying that I've reached the pinnacle of success. I'm on the same journey you are. All I'm trying to do is help you that are running a little behind me at the moment to give you a couple tips that might help you pass me right up. And speaking of that, it's been amazing because I've had a lot of people that I've mentored over the years in the real estate business and in life. And I love it when they pass me by and then I'm asking them questions. Matter of fact, even today, as I'm on my coaching call, and yes, I hire a coach, that should be a key to success, but it's fine. We can do that another time. But when I was on the call with my coach, I started thinking about one guy that I mentored. He asked me to sit down and have breakfast. He was struggling in the business. Said, man, can you help me out with this? And to me, at the time, it was so simple. It was just such a simple little thing to be able to tell him. But he took that, and now he's doing about 3 times the business I am. He's built a heck of a business. And what I love about him most is he's a giver. So you can refer back to last week's episode. He is a massive kingdom advancer. And I love that. And I love that about him. And I'm so happy and jealous at the same time that he has passed me by. Not really jealous. Everybody has a different calling and a different thing that needs to get accomplished in their life. And so super proud of him. And I think he might know who he is if he's listening to the episode. If not, I'll bring him on as a guest and give him a shout backwards at that time. So number 4, well, let's recap real quick. So series is called 5 Secrets to My Success. Number 1, I said you got to put God first, or this is what I have done for success. I put God first. Number 2, I've taken care of my family's needs. Number 3, I have focused on advancing the kingdom ambitions, and that is changing lives. Number 4, today we're going to talk about you got to be consistent. Probably the worst thing is sometimes the best thing, and I actually just had this conversation with Cade here in studio. Is, you know, one of my buddies in Missouri, he said, how can an entrepreneur be an entrepreneur and not be ADHD? Because all he's ever known how to do is take ADHD and channel that and funnel that into positive energy and working his way forward. I too have dealt with ADD, ADHD, OCD, ABC, DEFG, or whatever. And I'm sure I have all kinds of problems and things that the world would misconstrue as problems that I've had to learn how to deal with and use to my advantage. And I'm grateful and I've learned how to deal with these things. But a lot of entrepreneurs, a lot of people that are pursuing success, they expect like instantaneous success. They expect that things are going to be able to be put in the microwave on 2 minutes. You're going to open it back up, voila, you're a success. It's not really that way. Some things take time. Some people are an overnight success. And some people struggle, and it takes years. It just kind of depends on who you are, where you're at, and what the plan is for your life. And no matter what it is, whether you're an overnight success, whether it takes you a whole lot of time, there's definitely one thing that you have to be in order for that to transpire, and you have to be consistent. You have to show up every single day. You've got to show up in every single way. You've got to be consistent with what you're doing. You've got to keep pounding the pavement. I'm always reminded of this GIF that goes around, or I guess it'd be a meme. It's got this miner, and he's like chipping away with a pickaxe through all of this rock and dirt, looked like an underground mine. And he's chipping away. And right on the other side is a big stash of diamonds. And then it shows him chipping away. And then right below it, it shows him walking away with like two slivers of rock and dirt left. So if he'd have spent like another hour chipping away, he would have made it into the diamonds. And I always think about that. And in the way of consistency, it's a massive deal. It's a huge deal with consistency. Like, he was consistently doing that, but then he lost heart and he walked away. Now, sometimes you got to know when to hold them, know when to fold them. As the song says, know when to walk away and know when to run. And you'll know that, but you've got to be consistent. You can't give up. You've got to keep going. Show up every day. Get things done every day. If you want to be a successful realtor, you've got to map out your prospecting calls, and you got to show up every morning. My friend in Arlington, Chad Smith, and the Chad Smith real estate team, those guys start at 8:30 every morning, and they're calling until 11:30 every morning. I met him back in 2016. That's what he was doing then, and he still does it to this day, 7 years later, and he's one of the top producing real estate teams in the whole Metroplex, and they show up every single day and they're consistent. I didn't do as much business as he did, but I also didn't make as much calls, and it didn't have the consistency that he has. But he always comes to mind when I talk about consistency, because they show up every single day making things happen. You too have to do that. You can't expect to show up for an hour a day, then bail out, go run a bunch of personal errands, be distracted by somebody who needs something from you, and then expect to be successful at the end of the day. You got to put a plan into place. You got to execute that plan, and you got to be consistent on that plan. And that's why it's number 4 on my list. Being consistent every single day, guys. I can't harp on it enough. Show up and show out every single day of your life in every way, relationships, business, everything. And being consistent and reliable are two massive things that you need to do. So hopefully this episode brought you value today. Hopefully you walk away and you become more consistent at everything that you're doing, that you follow one course until success, that's focus, and you stay consistent until the goal is reached, until success is obtained. If this episode brought you value, do me a favor today and share it on all your social networks. Maybe go and leave us a 5-star review. That would be amazing. That will help us reach more people. And until next time, I hope you guys have a great weekend. I'll see you next Friday as we talk about number 5 secrets to my success. Much freedom and success. Take care, everybody. Thank you for listening today. If this episode of Fast Friday brought you value, please take a moment and leave us a review. You can go to Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts and leave us a 5-star review. Also, take a moment to share on your social media platforms so that others can gain the same amount of value. Until next time, I wish you freedom and success. Have a great weekend.